Bears. Now I know we're all frightened of grizzly bears, dig? When we're little, we have grizzly bears that live in our closet. Grizzly bears that hide underneath the bed. Well, this cat was so paranoid about grizzly bears, he had little teeny tiny grizzly bears that hid behind the bristles on his toothbrush. He had smaller grizzly bears even that hid under the hairs on grandmother's face that you didn't talk about. And all those grizzly bears, they just growl all over the place. And he laying there in bed and he hiding under the pillows. He hiding under the covers and pulling way up top of the grizzly bear couldn't get him. You look out just for a minute, see any grizzly bear there. What you go and set the foot of his bed? Ain't his daddy, ain't his mommy. He's a grizzly bear. He say, row! He say, row! He say, row! Decided he could not be scared of grizzly bears all his life. He'd have to go out and find either a place to hide from those grizzly bears, or he'd have to meet that grizzly bear on his own home territory and do him harm. So he put a little gun, a little knife in his pocket, and went trailing out. He got on his bicycle, he rode all the way to California. He said, maybe if I join myself up with a motorcycle gang, that grizzly bear will be frightened to death of the motorcycle cats, and he won't come around and bother me. So he went looking for the biggest, baddest, worstest, most terrible, mean, and nefarious motorcycle gang in the world. That's what he found. That was their name. They had it on the back of their black leather jackets and brass studs, and they kept two brass stud makers in business just making the studs to make that name in the back of their jackets. He walked up to the leader. He said, hello, leader. I want to join up with your gang so that grizzly bear can't get a hold of me and eat me and do all terrible things to my body. He said, sure, you can join us, kid. You just gotta fight Teeny Tiny over there. He looked over and Teeny Tiny was the meanest of them all. He weighed 714 pounds. He had a mini bike with a jet engine under it. A lot of pickup on that bike. He could go in so fast, so far, he had to wear cast iron underwear. In case he wanted to stop, he just slid off the back of the bike and let sparks fly three or four counties. Well, he looked over that grizzly bear coming down the hill on a Honda 50, and he looked a Teeny Tiny, and he decided on the grizzly bear. The grizzly bear decided on all of them. He came roaring in, and he said, rah! Well, there were motorcycle cats flying every direction, and that old grizzly bear, he right out in their tail. This cat, he ran inside a church. He figured a lot of people hide in a church. Why shouldn't he? He was hiding under a pew, and this cat came walking up to him in a Zorro suit. It was all beautiful, hanging down, black and he said, can I help you? And the cat said, I'm afraid of the grizzly bear. The cat said to him, you don't have to be afraid of nothing in here. You just join on our society, and we'll take care of all your needs. Sign on a dotted line, become part of us, and you can hide here forever. Just then, while he was talking, the grizzly bear came in the back of the church. This cat looked up. This preacher-type cat, he saw that grizzly bear. I tell you, folks, he ran over four baptismal fonts, 16 silver candlesticks, four choir boys, and an associate pastor on the way out the back door. He showed up, didn't the grizzly bear say, ah! He hadn't gone too far when he decided that wasn't the way he could operate at all. He had to go face that grizzly bear. He hiked his little body down to Louisiana. He was looking all around for that grizzly bear. He went up a tall, tall mountain looking for the grizzly bear. Kept slipping and sliding up that mountain. He got to the top and there was this great big tree. Yeah, you know who's behind that tree, don't you? Yeah, one Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, baby. Just then, up from behind the tree came the grizzly bear, and he was 47 feet tall. He had yellow teeth because he never brushed them. He had red eyes because you know what he was doing behind that tree, huh? That very hip bear, right? He had snaggly, faggly hair, but he never combed it. He looks out like a football player going out of the shower. Yeah. Look down at his cat, he say, you ready for this now? Sarah! Well, the cat couldn't have none of that. He had to get out of there. He had to get away from that bear. So he pulled his portable skateboard out of the back of his park and he went slipping, sliding down the hill. He was going 412 miles an hour down that hill now. And going past Maseratis. He was going past Yamahas. He was tooling down that hill. And went past that old bear in his Honda 50. Went to bear. He failed to negotiate a very dangerous curve and he crashed through the front door of his big old White House. Inside that house there was a meeting of the let's keep everything exactly the way it always has been, the way our grandpappies built it, with a sweat of their brow and the muscle of their arm society. They were sitting around there painting each other red, white, and blue. They were grooving on a mother. They had a mother stuffed in the closet and they were just hanging there and they were grooving on it. They were eating apple pie and then they ran out of apple pie, but the cat came. He walked through the door and said, I got the pie here for mother. What do I do with him? And they say, just put him up against the wall there, mother trucker. Yeah, and he did. And just at that point, the bear came through the door. I tell you folks, there was apple pies, there was mothers, there was America Love It or Leave It stickers. There were 47,000 red, white, and blue people heading out every window, every door. All the bear did was say, he got a little further down the hill and he met a bunch of freaks. They were all sitting around. They were beautiful cats. They had hair way down to their whatever. And they were all wearing beads and sitting around a big circle. And they're passing around his funny little pipe and breathing deep and kind of funny. And just sort of thing. They were saying things like, oh, wow. They all say, oh, wow. They said that for 14 days. Oh, wow. Just then the leader of the group stood up. He was the most articulate cat they ever found in here. Flunked out of four Ivy League colleges, dropped out of three state universities, and about to liberate the local nursery school. He was standing there looking around when the bear came through the back door. Being as articulate as he was, he looked up and he said, oh, wow, that's heavy. The bear, he said, rah. I said, he said, rah! I said, he said, rah! Now all those cats were jumping out the window. They're jumping out the door. Their eyes were looking like the road maps to Red China. They're running down the road so fast, so furious. Hair and cigarette papers flying in the air, and bottles of patchouli tripping over there. He was doing all kinds of weird things there. The cat, he finally had enough, so he saved himself. He said, whoa! He said, whoa, baby, I can't run anymore. He said, I ran away from this bear too long already. I can't run away from this bear anymore. So he reached in his back pocket, and there was the pearl-handled Freudian pistol that his grandpappy had given him in case he ever met up with a situation just like this. He reached out with that pearl-handled pistol. He pointed at the bear, and the gun said, ka-chow. And the bear said, ow. And he fall down. And he start walking towards that old bear. He walked right up to that bear and he reached in the back of his pocket and he pulled out a pearl-handled Freudian knife that his grandmammy had given him just in case he ever walked into a situation just like this. Walked up to that bear and he started cutting along the dotted lines. Yeah. He started peeling back all that bear fur. He peeled it all back. He wanted to see what it was he'd been scared of all his life. The thing that had frightened him to death. Frightened me to death. Frightened everybody to death. He peeled it back, Lord God, right in the middle of that bear. There was a full color, full size portrait of Spiro T. Agony. He said, "Rah!"